I think if you had seen yesterday, you would have seen the huge support that Secretary got. That we're here because really, truly, we're just sick of being treated as second-class citizens within the education system. We just want pensions. We want to be able to look forward to bit of retirement, but also there's other bits and pieces. There's the critical illness, bereavement, sick leave, you know. We just really want a fair deal. We love our job. We absolutely miss the fact today that the kids are back, we're here, you know. Just really would prefer not to have to do this, and I think that's the embarrassing and heartbreak of it, is that we've had to come out here today and yesterday in Dublin. We left Sligo at 6:15 to go up. But the fact that we've had to do that really just, you know, hurts that we're put so down the importance ladder, I suppose, is the way I describe it. But really and truly, you know, can we just get it sorted? Can we just go back to work? Can we just, you know, get on with what we love doing and support our school community and our families?
And what would you like to see happen next from the Department of Education and government officials?
I would love to see them come to the table and meet Forsa, sit down, have the discussion, work it out, come to some agreement that is beneficial to school secretaries and to caretakers. You know, we pay our taxes. We're all, you know, active citizens within our communities. Please, guys, just, you know, sit down, have a little bit of manners. Just come and have the chat with Forsa and just get on with it, please. Honest to God, you know, we're sick of it at this stage, you know. Cop on.